So we're partnering with the National Coalition for Dialogue and Deliberation on this event. They specifically work to make these kind of connections between people, bringing folks into the same room who might not, you know, think the same and have the same opinions about policy issues and other, you know, emotionally heated issues, but get them into the same room under the assumption that we, you know, can only really properly function as a society when we bring everyone to the table and everyone kind of has a stake in the game and we have an ability to share our own experiences. Because obviously, you know, the way that we are now, I feel like we really are operating in our own echo chambers, especially now that many folks just rely on social media to get their news. You know, you are only kind of listening to the voices that reinforce what you already believe and know to be true.
But we are talking about political divisions, which we're seeing playing out on an individual level, interpersonal relationships being impacted. And the fact that you said there, Carolyn, that so many people are in a bubble and don't necessarily interact with people who maybe have a very different political opinion from them. How is that impacting society then? What are we seeing playing out when it comes to policy, when it comes to local, state, and then, of course, national politics?
Yeah, well, just thinking about it from the view of Common Cause and the issues that we work on, making sure that everyone can cast a ballot, every eligible voter can cast a ballot, making sure that, you know, money doesn't play a huge role in our elections. These are making sure that our government is transparent and we know what our elected leaders are doing in our name. Making sure that our representatives are actually representing the constituents. You know, these didn't used to be, you know, very divisive policy topics, but they have become because we're living in this increasingly partisan and heavily divided worlds where people really, you know, separate themselves on the line, you know, across all of these issues. And it's really taken kind of the middle ground away. And it's also caused people to have these very firm entrenched beliefs that they do not want to really think deeply about and question why they hold these beliefs. Because they kind of have marching orders from, you know, either their party or, you know, someone else who's kind of calling the shots and telling them, you know, this is what you should believe about this issue, as opposed to maybe getting together with folks who believe differently and saying, oh, well, I wonder, you know, you might have a good point about this. So I think that it's really important for us to, you know, live in a world where we have better policies, and also a more compassionate world where we don't demonize the other side for having a differing viewpoint. Which, you know, I just on a personal level, I see that ripping apart communities, families, friendships. It's a really serious problem, and I feel like instead of just being quiet, listening to another person's perspective, we tend to dig our heels in. And that's something that we really want to examine in this event.
So I know there will be a presentation, then a workshop and a discussion. What are some of the points that will be made about how we can bridge that political divide?
I think it's more about how we can discuss policy issues that are very, you know, cause strong emotions to come to the surface, how we can have those kind of heated discussions in a way that we're not feeling threatened, and we can just truly, you know, listen to the other side, listen to the other person. So really, it's kind of a workshop in listening and understanding more than it is about, you know, learning specifically about policy issues. It's really about learning how to, you know, kind of break down your ego in a way so that you are receptive to another viewpoint. How do you go to Thanksgiving dinner with your uncle who is, you know, might not have the best tools for, you know, expressing his viewpoint in a calm way? You know, what if you are met by people who are, you know, get very heated and very emotional? You know, how do you, how are you able to listen to them and also kind of turn these really heated, emotionally volatile conversations into a productive conversation where both people are taking something away as opposed to just engaging in a screaming match?